What do rotor, radar, nun, and madam, as in madam, I'm Adam, have in common? Of course, they're all palindromes. They read the same backwards and forwards. And our next guest goes way, way beyond them, writing what he calls epic and mega palindromes of 1,000 or more characters. In a recent one, he had 2 senators debating global climate change. We first read about Barry Duncan, self-proclaimed master palindromist, in the Believer magazine. You can read that article, The Global Warming Palindrome, and many others at herenow.org, where we'd love you also to give us your own palindromes. And we invite you to pick up pencil and paper because you're going to need them, unless, of course, you're driving, as Barry Duncan of Somerville, Massachusetts joins us. Barry, welcome.
Thank you, Robin.
How often do you think about palindromes?
I think about them all the time.
Are you thinking about them right now?
Yes.
What are you thinking?
What am I thinking? I'm thinking about the word studio and how it's not a particularly good word to lend itself to reversal.
And Robin is Nibor.
Robin is very good, though.
Why?
I could say about Robin, one Robin I bore, no.
Okay, I'm writing it down. One. Oh, yeah, I see it. How long has this been going on, that you think of words all the time in reverse?
I thought in the early 90s I would have to be hospitalized because I couldn't stop reversing things, and I wasn't good enough to really do them. And
so it was frustrating.
So it was frustrating, and I couldn't sleep. I was in bad shape.
Okay. But thankfully you got through that.
I got through that.
You have some rules.
Yes.
You say avoid doubling in the middle. So, for instance, you give the example of straw, S-T-R-A-W. Now, somebody might say straw warts,
right?
But that's 2 W's.
My idea has always been that if you double in the middle, you just call attention to the fact that it's a palindrome,
right,
and that the best palindrome should really be invisible.
You say, why not straw arts?
Right.
Because there's only one W there.
That's right.
What else would you say to somebody who wants to get into this?
Even someone very experienced will occasionally have to use abbreviations and sort of odd constructions, but the goal, of course, is to have something that sounds like everyday speech, if you can.
If you can. We wrote to Mark Salt Veit, who's editor of the Palindromist magazine. And by the way, he reminded us that the forum originated with the ancient Greek poet Sotades the Obscene.
That sounds right.
Right. And he also said your title, your self-proclaimed title, the world's first master palindromist, you know, maybe it could be challenged by, comedian and movie star Dimitri Martin, who has a new 500-word palindrome, which describes a creepy guy at a strip club in New York. What do you think about your fellow palindromists?
I don't mean to say that I'm the best.
Ah.
On a good day, I'm certainly as good as any palindromist in the English-speaking world. On a bad day, I'm as bad as any palindromist, and those could happen on the same day.
Give us another one, like a word that you like to use because it's flexible.
Still it's. One no is always useful when you've got an E hanging off the end and you can close it with one no.
Oh, well, these are tips. These are good tips. But I have to say, you also confess, one of your friends dubs it the relationship killer.
I had a collection I put together in 1994, and I sent it around, and I would never hear from people again.
Well, were they frightened of you? Like, what's he doing?
I don't know. I don't know if they didn't know what to say, I guess.
Well, and you also believe that something more is going to come of this, that palindromes might have some key, some future key to something.
I do think so. I don't know that it'll necessarily be palindromes, letters and words. For example, one of my favorite palindromes is same nice cinemas.
Write it down. Same nice cinemas.
Now, that's a beautiful palindrome, but I don't necessarily think that 15-letter palindrome is going to lead to a cure for any disease. But I think a 15-letter reversible construction of some kind might. And I just think there's some kind of clue in reversibility. And I guess there may be a point where I stop writing actual palindromes and just investigate reversible patterns of different kinds.
Yeah. And in the meantime, let them laugh. First of all, here you are in the Here and Now studios, and standing right across from us is producer and director Michael Rossi, who's making a documentary about you. You're onto something.
I have to say, I'm a pretty fair palindromist, but I think just attaching the word master has done something. People suddenly started deferring to me, people who were dismissing me as a freak only weeks before.
Well, meantime, drum roll, please. As we said, you've written a palindrome, you're a listener, you've written a palindrome for Here and Now.
I have.
You've got the finished palindrome, but above you I see lists of dozens of words that you have, and it feels as if you spend a lot of time. There's architecture here.
What I usually do is I start with a canary yellow legal pad and write the alphabet across the top of it. After I've filled a page just with various words, a lot of times I'll lie down on my couch and put the legal pad on my face. Somehow seeing the letters very close, I think, inspires me, but most of the time it just puts me to sleep. But that is how I work. If I'm working on a particular subject, which I'm usually doing now, I'm usually writing for someone's birthday or a commission of some kind, I want to try to get as much legitimate vocabulary as I can.
Not still it's 10 times over.
Not still it's or one no all over the place. The Here and Now palindrome, I had trouble with the beginning and the end until it dawned on me that 90.9 was exactly what I needed.
And we should say for our listeners across the country, that's the WBUR, the station that we're at on
right.
The radio dial here.
So here it is, Here and Now. 90.9 spots set are noon. No wonder I were hip. Anti-gross, I'm on. Still, at one, no, we fade. Robin is to host. So hot.
Oh, my.
Sin. I board a few. One, not all. It's no miss or get nap. I, here, wired, now, on. No one rates, tops. 90.9.
Barry Duncan, thank you, I think. When you say anti-gross in many markets, we precede Terry Gross.
Yes, and we're on here at least from noon to one.
Right. Well, Barry Duncan, again, master palindromist. Barry, thank you, and best of luck to you wherever this takes you.
Well, thank you very much, Robin.